Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. How you doing? All right, back here again. This is Skip Radio, Hold On Radio. I'm here again on a Sunday afternoon and Sunday evening. Spread the message and trying to have a little awareness. Thank you all for calling and listening. And hey, I want to get on the hot topic tonight. The hot topic tonight is the Supreme Court many times. Well, us black people should know how the Supreme Court acts, so it's nothing new. But for everybody else, I want everybody to understand that we need to pay attention to what's going on, because these jokers are actually a hell of a song. It's on everything that's trying to build and they're trying to take it all back. You know, it seems kind of funny to me that with the new Supreme Court now, everybody's going to the political party instead of what's supposed to be. You know, and I'm finding out that that's not too correct and that's not too polite, because believe it or not, I thought I was down to me. If the communists become free, the capitalists, what do the capitalists call? So I'm thinking to myself that with the help of corporate America and the Supreme Court, believe it or not, we have the only ways to succeed in America if you hit a high note last month and have a good rap song. You know, but other than that, it's just going to be 85% of the working still. And if the 10% money, the other 5% goes down over to the fourth or the third. So sometimes we really have to watch. But in March 4, 1798, the Supreme Court was made by Congress, which they considered an act. That's all right. How are you going to consider something an act? But every act that the Supreme Court is doing that, they're reversing. Civil rights, affirmative action, voting rights act. So that's kind of contradictory. See what's happening now, how they're going things. It's not a fact, it's just an act. As we'll see like before, we're kicking everything back together. And that's crazy. And most of my listeners are not older than black. So that's like it's nothing new. And we should know. It's like proof of fact that After Reconstruction, after the Civil War Reconstruction, 12 years after the Civil War, he needs to solidify the deal with the South. So he made a deal with the Klan to help win the presidency, which he did. And his promise to the Klan was to let Jim Crow take over. And he did, with the help of the Supreme Court. Because the Supreme Court had made funny laws on the premise that was built for our separate and not equal. And those laws applied all up until the 1960s, and almost 100 years ago. And that's when they really showed you the power and the credibility of the Supreme Court. You know, that ain't the work of anybody's faith. You got to get that scripture. It's kind of ironic that today, in these damn times, we still going back to the foundational fact that the Supreme Court has made you work against us as well as work for us. So, you know, I'm just saying, whenever they use the word act or action, it's really just to pacify who's the president. So we can come in and just make sure everything's right and leave it to, you know, his best interest and what's really politically correct. Especially in Chicago. Because, you know, it's like they blame the government because they do it as far as unfortunate laws. Because I have never, and I'm a people now, from the civil all the way to the criminal. All these judges are all Irish. You know? And it's kind of crazy because with the arrogance and the attitude that they have, they ain't trying to make it look like they got your feet in their hands. And they just more human than you are. And when they use that word best interest, I really don't get it because whose best interest is do all the things. So it's like a lot to consider, you all. And you know, we gotta watch because we get down to punch them. Pretty soon everything that you build is gonna be taken back in the house. You see they already did it with Roe versus Wade. You see they already did it with affirmative action. Now they're not trying to suppress the vote down in the South. So everything that was stood up years before us, these people with their dark, cold hearted ASS, really trying to take it back because they don't have nothing else to do. You're really concerned about the interests and the welfare of the people who need to come out in the front line and see what we're not sitting in the high chair. You know, that's just my opinion. You know, don't fault me on it, but that's how it is. I mean, we need to have more truth and truth than just the premise. Because as long as you got that fool up in that class, Thomas, that just hate anything that has to do with helping people and bringing people out of their obscurity and out of their madness and their badness. He's not for it. Same thing that happened to us in the law of Jesus that he used as a nasty place to smile in his face. He's trying to close the door on us. We got to understand. We're going to be in this game as far as this politics. We got to have holdings. We ourselves and the politicians get to the bottom. Because it's like, either way, if you look up on the political game, either way, it's still going to have to. You can go back and smoke the screen and tell us your constituency. Why do you try, but you still want to have people done? See, that's what I have a problem in the attitude with. Because that's the inner sign of contradiction. We're going to help you, but who's being helped? With a straight face and say, yeah, we power to the people. Not ever power to the people. Power to you. You know, unless we're friends. And we always know to say we did, it turns out to be me. And I thought we was in the U.S., us. You know, United States, U.S. So, you know, we're going to have to be a little bit more visual and diligent in this process. Because if not, man, we're going to go after everything. They're going to go after the civil liberties. Now, you're going to have the police keep it going after the Nazi Gestapo trip without them around. Not only civil rights, but libertarian rights. It's supposed to have a human and capitalistic society free. So, you know, it's kind of scary. I need people to understand this ain't never crazy. This is something serious. Very serious. You know, so it's kind of crazy, man. All these terms that they use, they all are just pacifiers. Whoever gets in office next. So, hey, you know, it's kind of crazy. But I think back, I remember the 80s. I remember the 1990s. I remember the most dumbest president on earth, officer. Ronald Reagan had appointed this black conservative Republican. You know, he was in F2 as well. I never liked him. Back in 1984, Clarence Pemberton, who was the head of the Commission for Civil Rights, Ronald Reagan appointed him, that went after affirmative action back then. But he wound up down in office. That was all the good side about it. Because with the soul and the full intent of Ronald Reagan, back then affirmative action would have been taken away back in 1984. So, you know, as I say, man, we have to really stop paying attention to what's going on. You know, because if it's not etched in all like the Constitution, they can do anything, whatever they want to do. That's what we need to realize. Because this ain't no game, man. They trying to set back everything that is. You know, like that Trump won't stop, they can have to bring it in. I've been seeing so big from my minorities and black people. When they talk about setting down the Trump. You know, I just didn't see it. So, basically, we all need to just be aware and be conscious of what's going on around us. Because if not, then they pull the world. And it doesn't see it. So we didn't take our time and then take a stand for it. Basically, so, you know, I'm just, you know, trying to be aware and be wise. And the only solution is if we get involved. Front line. You know, I'm telling you, people telling me I don't vote because it ain't nothing for me. If you feel that way, then, you know, just step out there and let them do what they do. You're going to eventually do it anyway. But like I said, it's only 10% of the government's really running these things. You know, we 85% have the time, 5% of the money's running on. Until we can really find out what's going on, then, you know, it won't be the strenuous and hesitant about taking some back instead of building something to look forward to. That's my only concept about the whole thing. But why would we want to reverse? And it's still some force if you move forward. And I mean, if you think about it, that's where we're at. So, man, you know, I ask all my brothers and sisters, how come here? It's not the person we need a gratification and satisfaction. It's about maintaining things that when you gone, it will still be standing there. The only thing that I've ever seen that was never reversed is the limits in the Constitution. All these other things, it's just like, you know, fair words, pacifiers. Until we can catch them in law, then we can be okay. Because other than that, they will come along and find another chance. It's going to be your president, and now they're loosening up. So they're getting you to be aware of the use of, you know, stuff getting taken back from you. But pretty soon, like in Chicago with our politicians, they're going to start getting blatant and arrogant about it, and you can't do nothing about it. Yep. So it's up to us. That's the only solution I know. Because without it, okay. I had to wake up 2:30 in the morning just because somebody heard that, you know, I like to sleep in the law. If the police come in and kick my door in without no warrant, no Miranda laws, or nothing. Just because. Because, remember, we took our civil liberties. So we can do what we want. Especially when it comes to law enforcement. You know, remember, the Supreme Court rules on wiretaps and everything. Whatever they need to make a difference. So you must understand, that's how the game is played. You know, I would love being the front line to ask for these changes not to be made. But, you know, I cannot go out there when there's 60 of us in the house party, 10 gangbangers outside, and when they close that door, me and my best friend and 3 women fighting for our life is trying to get out of there. So, I mean, sometimes I know myself, and I'm angry. I try not to get mad because dogs get mad. I just try to get angry. Because, you know, with my anger, I can be motivated to want to make some changes and do something. You know, so I call upon all the people, man. You know, whether you're angry, upset, disturbed, or mad, hey, man, let that be your motivation so you can do something about it. Get it done. Because of that, believe me, it's going to be a rude awakening coming. And when they do, don't holler, Senator, to blow out of gas when you can tell them send it to a whole 2 miles ago that the gas light was on, saying that you know. Then when you blow out of gas, you never know when you need to stop. So that's all I got to say. Because, you know, to be aware of the crimes, you see how consistently that they promise that they're taking everything home. You know, and it's not. Because it's damaging, it helps. I don't know what. A couple of these Supreme Court judges flipped and said, we don't want to go to school, damn if I'm under action, because they're so stuck on video games. All they want to do is gang bang, get high, and kill people. That's why they're taking it back. You know, because if you want to get into logistics, you know, legality, yeah, that's one thing. But, you know, tell me what your heart is thinking. Instead of just doing it, just be doing it. Because, you know, there's no such thing as clearance. You know, it's got to be something really prompt you to take back something that's been working over 50 years. I'm serious, man. I don't understand that. If it's been working for 50 years, it shouldn't be because I got a person that I'm done with attitude. You know, and now I'm a take this back. That Clarence Thomas. Ever since the media hit of his, he's so bitter, so resentful against anybody in color in this court. Anything to tell us nothing. So, you know, if you got people like that, you're trying to go fake for the rest of his life. But you can't get fired, ain't no time. So, we got to really consider that. This past Trump thing, the point of judges that they didn't even have law degrees. The thing was just fluffy, so he gave them a favor. So whenever he pressed that phone call, what he said to me or not, and tell him, this is what we want you to dredge up and do all this to you. Okay. That's what they did. That's how they went for it. This is what we have done. for the number. When they vote, sometimes they won't vote separately. One day, I don't know. Maybe the ranking kids don't want to go to school. You're not going to be around. It's worth an extra overtime. You know what I'm saying? Or what's on the side to get to good school? They don't tell you. No. Yeah. Your child might want to go to Harvard. The only way that they're going to be able to get that is for academic scholarship and make them a tougher living for your job. That's me. You got all the grades. What about the ones that struggle that don't have just one goal, man? Because of finances, they can't go. That's a shot in the arm. That's like being punished for that stupid hour of testing. Your birthday won't be called June 1st, and you want to go to college, for it. You know, that's going to take it back from the direction. You can't be there on the party basis. You know, the words of the black conservatives, you got to pull yourself up from the stress. Make it happen for yourself. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I know 50 years ago, you don't want to hear that. And I do that for the folks at home. There should be a personal, certain obligation to help these people try to make it. If you're sitting on a phone and getting drunk, sitting around the horns like a bunch of tired old geezers, not doing nothing going nowhere, I can understand why that you put up with it. But for the ones that are trying, you know, I thought in America, it was all down in the board and making sure that you're okay. Up. You know, that's the great reward of work, commit, and sacrifice for the great day of faith. But I guess we don't have it anymore. This is all about me, 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 French, friends. I don't know. All I know is the solution stands with this. You know, kind of be looking at one of the things conscious of what you do. Because Chicago, people say we're the 5th or 7th greatest city. But I'm talking about segregation. I mean, segregation as far as the impact that they have on people of color and minorities. They're number one. Because if you have immigrants cut off, education is gone, but you don't have medical facilities, it's right in your hands, and you really don't have the grocery store to keep us. So, can you imagine if you don't have federal umbrella, homeless man, places like this, but you know it's all out of settlements. Then we got the live news car salesman politicians that we got telling you, oh, we tried, you know, we did this, we did. Come on, man, it's still a win-win for you. You're the guy on the beach. And they're going to reward you, because remember, it gets to a point to where you would spend money and give a few dollars to a customer. So, to tell you that lie, like Goebbels told Hitler, to tell a lie big enough and wrong, people start believing. And that's where we're at. So, that's the main thing that I'm trying to enlighten everybody on is we need to take the initiative ourselves. I ain't talking about, you know, smoking weed and holding in hands and kumbaya. I'm talking about every level that we can think. But we can hold these people accountable for them. We're supposed to be doing stuff for us. You know, I mean, it trickles down to everything we do now. We call the police. They don't come to your house for 45 minutes later. And we'll make sure they have two worse than you. We call the boat services. You know, but it's respected on a higher level than we have now. You know, that was one of the most sacred offices in the state of the court. Because that's the judiciary. They're supposed to get the plan for that. You know, like an umpire. You know, judges are like umpires, referees. They don't supposed to have no dog in the fight, but at the same time, they're supposed to level the playing field. That's what I'm saying. Whenever they start picking stuff up, we honestly, in your heart of hearts, do you think the playing field would ever be level? So, it's like a lot of things to listen to consider, man. That's for real. We have to understand that because we're out here trying to live our everyday life. What's the system trying to do is right. Yeah. You know, everything's simple back. So I'm not suggesting this, but what I'm saying is this. If you've been punished for trying to do this right, what makes you think you don't want to go renegade again? Like you get better results. better things. You know, at least you get what you set out to accomplish. That's all I'm saying. So this is it, man. You sit on the nasty message. It's all right to do what you want to do. But don't care about your repercussions and all your things. That's the message I'll get. That's not cool. That's not cool. Because rights are always going to be together. You know, not that catch on this and do what you want to do. Watch on the phone. You know, that's what separates us from being barbarians. You know, to be civil, civilized society. But if we can't have no faith in our Supreme Court, what do we have? You know, so that's why we want us to consciously be aware and think. And hold these people accountable. Because you know what? I'm tired of left is right and right is left. You know? Because that's not getting us. What is that going to get you? No way. Because they got crazy things. Most of them are practices. They believe in missing their own kind of situation. You know, when it's all said and done, at the end of the day, who are we going to put in? So, like I say, I mean, I tell it to the people I mean, man. Just be aware of what's going on. If it's not, shh. Hey, they did it before with Jim Crow. You don't think you can't do it then? But if you don't, we can see everybody. You might as well get off this tape right now. And about to become the time. So, that's all. That's all I want to tell you the show today. That was too persistent. You got rid of some connection, but then you said the Bible, that plan is gone. You know, y'all been so much to do that. Set the hand of time back. Not only that. You may want to reach you. You know what I'm saying? There's some things that work. It's not the way things work. That thing was killed. You know, I don't see it going just something wonderful like Star Trek that you did in your basement. You know, then it came to fruition. But man, people build sacrifices to live for this. When you go throw it around the hot one, that ain't cool, man. But it's up to us. It's up to us. Nobody else. Because we're in it. It's a certain obligation to us. You got to think of it. They tell me. They're showing you what it is. So what? So what? You know? I mean, what did we sacrifice to commit things for to get it taken back? I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? To a point where, hey, you know what? I ain't got nothing else to do. So let's just go by the people that can't afford it. They feel that way. Why don't we just go by a court judge? Let them laugh at the stupid jokes and make you feel good about yourself. I'm the kind of person that be known about certain rights that they have in order to make it. And you know, with the conscious of real life, how can you look yourself in the mirror? Shit. How can you look yourself in the mirror on it? You put someone that can help somebody. How do y'all do that? You know, this America that they always been bragging and telling us about. And Abraham Lincoln was a good man. He freed the slaves. He did all this. You know what I'm saying? But after Lincoln got killed, Brown was too drunk to be president. Gates came in and promised to open. We had Jim Crow all the way up until the 60s. So in this day, 2023, and take time back, they're going to leave exactly the open for something else. So, you know, to be aware is to be wise. And I hope you all understand. And if you can, you know, reach one teacher, pass it on and let them know. Because you can't, listen, you cannot play the game for 4 quarters and get down to the final 2 minutes and you've been giving away thousands of people all this time. Now all of a sudden, the ref call is foul, you can't even type. Now, you want to cry foul. You can't have it both ways. All I'm saying is that this. You know, you really got to understand. You got to let it be known, man. Let everybody know that, hey, they're not playing. They're not playing. They'll ever see you down and out. And they'll see you progress. whatever the case may be, though. I mean, you know, fair courts and the politicians and everybody. Really doing what they're supposed to do. If you really say you care about America and you love the people, don't be hypocritical about it. Because you can't have it both ways. So, basically, I'm just trying to sound for Trump. All of this. Because if not, like I said, hopefully I'll be a part of so before all this stuff hits the fan. You know, so I can go and pack it up, leave one smile, and check my cat. But other than that, I don't know what they got targeted next. I like to know the schedule on the call to the Supreme Court, rulings, and things that they're going to have. So, you know, I would like to know this. So the next time that they do, I can find out and sign the truck because this don't make any sense. It's no sense at all. So if this is one of the solutions, all the ignorant politicians as liars, feet to the fire. That's what you do. You hold their feet to the fire because they're supposed to be out there protecting and enforcing the law that we got here to protect you. That's the other thing is they don't go to the race. So now these crazy people Trump can put up the window and every came out of Congress and the Senate, they're going to go to the Supreme Court and you're going to the Supreme Court right. They want Trump on it. Whatever decisions they made, hey, they want the Republicans to take the vote. No? I seen the statement that Supreme Court judge there explained about Roe versus Wade. We had the audacity to say that wasn't even correct right back over 50, 60 years ago. So it took anyway 50, 60 years ago to tell us that wasn't the right interpretation of the law, or that made it into a law instead of an act, something like that. So I don't know. But I know this. Hey, I'm stepping ahead of time, man, because it wasn't that much progression. Especially, like I said, I keep re-emphasizing this point about Hayes and the Klan and Jim Crow. The federal government, no Supreme Court did. Separate but not equal. I never understood it my whole life. How are you going to be separate but not equal? You know what I'm saying? It's like the oxymoron, you just pass and keep putting two words together. That's all you do. For a sound good. You pass it down. You know? So, I don't know. But I got a time, I can take some callers right now. If anybody wants to call in. The number is 563-999-3428. I'm waiting to hear from you. Well, I guess we don't have no callers tonight. But I just wanted to get on listening. Because, man, you know, it's time when I get older, it's not going to be too many things that I have an option left to do. But I just want to do the things that, hey, I don't have to walk and feel, you know, or watch it when I say whatever I'm doing to the point that, you know, everything's like marching up. Because I said earlier in the show, at the time of the century, what did the freedom people do? And the way the Supreme Court is done, you know, it's two things we don't want to do. One of them scared the words is socialism. Or either communism. And if this only 10% money, and the Supreme Court back in there, they play, then let's just say, you know, in a heartbeat, we ain't got a chance in hell. We don't. They know that. That's why they stack the debt. And the killer father's not coming, they don't lie. So they'll be down there 100 years old making money for dredge up stuff to help and shit. 150 years before they were born to take it back. So, I don't know, y'all. I mean, how do y'all feel? You know? Because we're not going to go to the wilderness to keep in the supplies and thirds. That's what we're not going to do this now while we're here. Make an actual fashion. You know what I'm saying? That's the real thing. You got to think about it. But don't think too long. But I'll tell you something. They kind of push this thing, man. The ironic thing is really scary because I tell you how 350 people trade my hands. And you take the bad stuff instead of trying to help stuff and make some back. What are you doing? I don't know. Who really does? Well, then they go with my mouth. They wouldn't have done. So I'm saying, as a people, you all go out and let your people know that you put the politician in. We're not going to have that.
We're not going to have that. You know what I'm saying? Carry that on with your rich buddies. Talk about it amongst yourselves at a barbecue.
Well, and every single is going to hit. We got to stand up, fight against tyranny that they're trying to subject us to. Because now, you think about it, it can make these places in the jungle. Because you don't want to come up with any more laws down the street. So what about if they reverse stuff like you being raped? What if they reverse stuff like, you know, somebody hit you and paralyze you for the rest of your life? You know, where is the righteousness supposed to be deserved? So that all this stuff trickles down to the local effects of juries and laws. Once the federal government let it out, that means no state or no county can make up laws and do whatever they want for the federal government. You know, like they did abortion. Well, you know, in the United States, they have abortion. Illinois, you can't discuss going back to what they call Article of Confederation when states have more power than the federal government before we even had a Supreme Court system. And that was a big deal of smoke because, you know, a lot of people had to come up north with the freedmen and the Quakers in order to have some type of freedom and liberties, no matter what they were. You know, because it was like the outlaw. They made sure of that. So, you know, I don't know. But you going to tell the blind politicians and police counselors that? You go tell all the rest of these people that, hey, you're not going to take this from me. You're not. Like I said, it is the first thing that can shake them up. Now it's going to be commonplace. Come back up and say, well, we're not going to back that anymore. That was the wrong interpretation. So, you know, maybe just come in and shoot you because, I hate to say it, they keep tapping and messing with the stuff like they do. It's going to be a curve, a straight curve. You know, they're going to make up some new laws to tell you that you won't get no police assistance for a whole week. Now you got to fight these people off. And at the same time, the flip side of that is to curb the population. Because if we ain't got no federal judges or no federal laws backing us up with law enforcement, we're dead. Is it that or is it the son of anarchy? A lot of people aren't dead. I really watch out for them. Because if they try to hurt you, it's more of a pet that they just don't. They don't tell what they're going to do. They don't, you know, protect you. No? I say, you vote, but you go down there and you hold them accountable for everything that they do. I don't know. I'm just, you know, we just, you know, I know it's been smart about stuff, but so how do we want to do stuff? They're going to enjoy. They're going to enjoy it, and they're going to sit on their hands and go out there and tell these people what it's really all about, the politicians. Having threat. You know, with the fact that, hey, you know what? If I can deal with y'all. You still got to get voted in. That's the whole thing. So, you know, that's basically it. What we need to do is if you consciously vote, and don't think because you want to get something from it. Think of it with a concept, you want to vote because you want to win. It ain't about what a politician can do for you. It's about what you can make a politician do. Seriously. You know, because it ain't about an individual thing, man. It's affecting everybody. That's the girl that got raped. Or that Cecily got pregnant. Then you understand that she's going to have to go and think about Illinois still having a divorce. But hell, if she was in fucking Indiana or in a red state, she have to come somewhere to another state and put a risk violating federal law to get on divorce. Kind of that simple. I don't get that, man. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. Because she want to take care of something personally. And then again, I don't appreciate nothing that is man. They never had a period of happy see kids want to be like a moralistic judge to say what's right, what's wrong, when a woman individually has a right to take care of herself. So, you know, that's another thing, because, you know, I thought only God pulls out your table's hands, not judges and human beings. So, that's the thing I'm saying, man. Be aware, to be wise, and be conscious about it. That's all. Because anything or anywhere else, they don't build laws to govern against them. You know, I think that the Supreme Court should make a law they hate. You know, people that make over a year got to pay more on the taxes and get rid of IRS. You know, but they're not going to do that because it's too much money circulating and you got to have your hands on it too. You know? But something's obvious. You know, I don't want to say the subject, but hell, if Jeff Bezos made $250 million every quarter of the year, we can give each American as long as $250 million to us. $1 million, we won't have no problem. We won't have no unemployment rate. We won't have no deficit. Does everybody have enough money to help and supply each other to make more jobs? But that's not right, because we're capitalists, and it's so messed up now that they got the Supreme Court to back them on NBC. They're not going after them, they're going after us. They're trying to make the people that have, you know, common decency are trying to be humble and don't want too much out of life, just want to leave. So, you know, that's really funky. I don't like this contradiction, this hypocrisy is going on. Because you can call them in and they're going to reverse you, like they're doing now. They're going to reverse you. That's just how they get out. So somebody needs, they really do. Because if not, you know, they just want to jump off the bridge. That's it. Because as I said, the only time to me when America was great was in the 70s when everybody in the shot. Not back in the 50s, you know, when everybody was excluded about it. So, see, that's it. That's what I meant. But I know my solution is that for every shit, you start serving a politician, come up in my face and hold it to the fire, even if they're an officer or not. Because, you know what, just don't say anything. You know, saying anything, you gotta sustain on their mind. So, hey, you know, go about your own head, and it's about works and not words. But you can tell me anything. You can say anything. Thing is this. And it all comes down to it. If they put on another mask for the long, you better watch out. Better watch out. Boys, man. They're going to put pages for everything you've done anyway. No, it's only 10% of them is wrong, man. Take my way. Hey. They're going to try to make you things and try to make them pay. So, just got to watch out. That's what I'm saying. I would like to follow that, you know. Anybody want to follow, you can say it. The number is 563-999-3420. I'll take the call. I don't want to feel like a dinosaur or a hater. I hope I'm not going to be in the image. I would think to something like a dinosaur. That's it. Because me, I'm just only one person. You know, but try to share some life and try to make a conclusion to all this madness. You know, go ahead. You can understand, you can move on and do something about it. But if not, then I'm just running my mouth. That's what I'm doing. But I just want people to recognize, to be aware, to be wise. And that's best for you. You know, that's for real. It's bad. Got to be a lot said and a lot done. It's that girl to do something about it. That's good. Yeah, so it's just a life. I don't even know. I'm just trying to get somebody to get it up. A lot of people are getting it up. Because I paid some. Hopefully, I can put some things together to take a trip to the city and see if I'm not going to set these guys on. I know it'll probably take about 3 days to a week to be out there to see how I'm set. Maybe get down and match. So I'm going to have a whole existence at the time. Because I'm only getting 20 minutes. You know. And if it don't sound right, I like to be up close and close to the bottom. You know, I know what's really going on. That's what I'm at, the home scenario. I don't like that. I really don't, man. You can't go in the heart. You can't go in the heart. No, you can't go in the heart. You can't go in the heart. It's always you can. It's always you can. What am I to do? We can't do it. What am I to do? Look, we can get them lost in our own names in this country to a point where, hey, they're going to take everything back. But whatever happens about the innovation and the progress that we've made, we're more interested more on trying to take things back and trying to suppress people than to just be, you know, next time I want to hear something from the news is when they say, hey, you know, when the Supreme Court passed the Clean Air Bill and made it into a law, something like that, the Clean Air Bill. Ozone layer, you know, getting the plastic bottles out of the oceans and the seas or lakes. Something that's productive that everybody can benefit. Not, you know, because you see somebody standing on the corner with their boys and gangbanging and shooting them crime, you want to just trash the whole process of going to school. All they want to do is just get high, watch video games anyway, shoot up everybody, stick everybody up. That's not true. Come live in the front, that's all I ask any of it. You know, because now you're going on stupid weak premise, which really ain't helping nobody. You know, you got that thing to see with that Terrence Thomas that resists the jet coach. He don't care if it's a black sheep, he will burn. Just like he burned black people. That's his spearhead and these things to take back. He don't care if it's a chocolate, he don't want to have nothing to do with it. Excuse my language. Because you don't have to about the truth. You know, and that's not good. Man. So, like I said, what they going to go after next? Huh? The civil liberties? You know, you don't even search people going in. They're going to reach you like that. Must be like New York. You know what I'm saying? That's the federal level. So it's going to trickle down to the local level. They can make up the rules as they go along. To the federal court, and they always call them acts or action. Until you add to them to a law, then you really have that on your side. You know? And that's for real. So, hey, I need everybody to be conscious about who these people you're talking to as far as you want them to represent you, because that's no representation, because feel wrong with what you do, especially going back. I've been around this stuff that once you hit something, so you can't go back. You got to keep going forward. You know what I'm saying? And that's for real. So, you know, it's tough. It's tough. You hold the peace in the body. Well, come around when it's going to serve your best interest. You really, you really, they speak the peace in the body because, hey man, once they get that, it's like they get salute to their leisure. You know, a lot of them forget what they got to. You know, and then they just say, you know, and then they just go leave. You know, so, hey. Time out, man. Time out. You know? That's the real. That's the real. Because if not, okay. So, make me soft now. It's done. For the show, everything that's going to be popped out, everybody's going to help you back because they're going with political parties. They're not going with the interests of the people. They're not. Because if they did, they would never do it. So, you know, they finally have to do something because this day wanted to see it. You know, they got their little laws and they got their little money. They got all that stuff that can work against us. But, you know, I believe that there's always strength in numbers. You know. And until we can sit down and really rationalize this out, man, you know, it's going to be messed up. Because it's showing now is no time to be sitting and waiting. You're going to have to act fast enough now. They're going to take everything away. So, you know, we can warm up and we're just trying to live, you know? You know, I have all my followers, you know, I want y'all to understand. All you want to do is pay your bills, come home, have some peace and some comfort, man. You know, and if anything goes wrong, just like when you need the police, you need help. You need somebody to help. To move forward. I don't know about this. At least I do. I mean, yeah, if I need your help, I called you. So I need some type of resolution. I need to learn how to move forward on certain things. Not bad this. I don't know who does that. Everybody sit up and don't say anything and they just keep marching and walking around like, hey, it's all right. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's not a new day. Just believe you need. You know, you want the best for your child and your grandkids, right? So, hey, if they try, you need to be rewarded, not to be set back. Not to be set back. Well, no, you know, you need to be going up and all. They take their back because they hold their back and they take their back. Really? Really? That's how they get down? They will take it back? Okay. Well, like the 60s, do it twice. And not that it's expensive outfits. They didn't do nothing to me. They did. They did. So we're going to trash everybody. And like Lionel asked Mr. Bumper, let me be this right, Mr. Bumper. For people that ain't trying, you got room for them. They can be ignorant rappers that don't know the difference between a sonic and a poem. You got room for them. But a person that want to work hard, commit themselves, and dedicate themselves to something, you don't have no room for them at all, that's why you take it back. Or you got to fear the competition level. Because you know, that, hey, a lot of us are committed to work hard to be the best that we can be. You know, but all we ask is to level the playing field. That's all we ask. We don't want them to communicate with ourselves. Level the playing field, that's all. And don't play with us. You know, if that was the case, you'd be better off in the strip bar then if you want to be teased. Seriously. So, you know, I'm just speaking to the masses, so now we can know what to look out for. And I'm going to tell you something. It's just the whole marketing, the whole political process in America. You know, because they say one thing, there's so much of the other. There's no faith in it. The highest law of the land does this. We should get an upgrade. Outrage. You know, we should be mad like the people did on January 6th, the insurrection. Not violently, but we need to be out there and confirm the Supreme Court letting them know how we feel. That's not right. You know, we just protecting doing what you want, just saying F everybody else. That's my favorite. What type of deal are you gonna get from going back? Well, I don't get it. Living bombs. Because you know, man, you got so much support, you know, so much work that you're doing. You don't need to go back. It's serious. For the knowing the left and do. You know, like I said, you just got sales and politicians. They need to get out the way. How about this? How about this? Since you want to go back, let's just tear down the whole process and start it up again. Don't get kicked in the teeth. You know what I'm saying? You know, let's just, why don't y'all get into it one day and say, hey, we're going to reconstruct our political process. We're going to throw all the stuff out and we're going to start it over. Then let's keep on our business. Instead of, hey, don't let it hurt you. We're going to throw all this. Let's just keep on the process. And for sure, everybody is going to be able to say. And enjoy the results better than your hunger than you should be. Let's go after this. Yeah. So, that's stupid. That's stupid. That's crazy. So, you know, like I said, John, if you do go to the political process, you know, these people fight. You know, because it makes no sense for these people to get up here and do what they do. And then say you're bad at it. Then you walk the edge. Well, I had a call for, but at the same time, you can do something wrong. I mean, just be conscious in the world of what we're doing. That's all I ask. You know, because it's more topics than that. I mean, they definitely for the state and local level, you know, most power. If they get crazy, they're going to new laws in the world. Where is the Supreme Court going to enforce it? What, on vacation or the out of marriage? So I don't really know. And so I have to be doing that. We need to stop that now. There's nothing going to be able to do. If they don't live in there, they give me so that's it. Well, I guess I may get no calls this week. Maybe next week I'll be calling in. Yeah. Because I want to hear your thoughts as well. Everything else that I'm talking about, I need to hear your thoughts. So I don't want to be like, hey, it's just, you know, hang in there. I'm going to be doing more talk because I talk a lot. That's who I am. But at the same time, I need some input from all of y'all because I like to know as well as I think that I'm right. If I can be wrong again, hey, I want to know that too. Just hang in the gap. So, you know, I'm just going to keep it going, man. Keep it going, keep it going. I'll be here every time. Between 7 and 8 o'clock. So that's the time that I think everybody will be home and not listen to me. And I'll be one day after reach my audience. I appreciate you all for listening every time that I send a text out. You know, I'll let y'all know that I'm all done. Because, man, I have to feel like I'm just an audience. Yeah, I appreciate that. You're always a great audience to me, man. I don't really want to be a father and listen to you, man. I really appreciate that. That's from the heart. Yeah, man, you know, I just don't want to feel like, hey, I'm just a alien, you know. Cow out the castle, cow to pass me back. So if I could get a little insight and some solution instead of just crying and then, hey, you know, this is what I've been for and give up on that day. You know, that's what makes me feel. So I appreciate you all for following because we can sign off. And until next week, I'll send the text messages out. We'll have another topic that we all can get in. Hopefully I can get some callers in this. You know, we can really get down and talk about what's really going on around us. If we look at this stuff, we can do something about it. So, you know, as of now, remember what I said. Make the politicians accountable. So then we don't have to go through this if you let more people take the stuff back. And then we'll see the results from there. So we can go from there, you all. I want to thank every one of you all that called me. I really appreciate you all with the tools. You know, and just want to be happy with the fact that you all called me and listened to me. And hey, you just don't know how good I feel. But until next time, we'll make it next Sunday at the same time. 17 evening. I'll be looking forward to hearing from you all again as well as you all hearing from me. You know, hopefully we can do some apologies. Don't be scared. Hey, my mouth big. I'm time alone. So you call in. Let me hear your thoughts in the comments, how you feel. Then we can go from there. So until the next time, you all, I'm signing off. You all have a great evening and a great prosperous week. Despite what you're supposed to. I'll talk to you all later. Goodbye now.